We're turning to Congressman Chris Collins again this morning. Chris, good morning. You talked yesterday about gridlock with this new Congress, and we just had Brian Higgins on, who said he's hopeful on a couple of points, infrastructure and health care, that he pointed out specifically. What about those two issues?
Well, we're always hopeful that we can work together, and certainly for the last 2 years, the Democrats have just tried to block us at every turn. Not a single vote for the farm bill. Brian Higgins certainly didn't vote for the farm bill. We got that done on our own, and here in the lame duck session, we've got to get it passed again through the conference that we had with the Senate. But moving forward, we have some serious issues in our country. Infrastructure is one. Certainly health care is another. My focus is on immigration, and in particular, the undocumented workers that we have working our dairy farms in Western New York, and we need certainty for our dairy farmers that their workforce is not going to be hauled off, you know, if they're caught shopping at Walmart or the like. So I am hopeful on the immigration front. Let's see where the Democrats stand. They would not help us before. Now they're going to find out what it's like to, you know, be the governing body in Congress. It's easy to be in the minority and just vote no on everything. It's very difficult to bring your conference together, and they're going to have a very, very small majority, a handful of votes. For them to get their members together to start passing bills is going to be extraordinarily difficult, and they're going to find out what it's like to be in the governing majority. They're going to need Republicans to help them move appropriation bills and anything else they want to do, and that's where the compromise comes in. I, too, am going to be hopeful on the immigration front that we can finally deal with the undocumented workers. I, for one, have always said I don't have a problem with a pathway to citizenship for the Dreamers, the young men and women that came here, were brought here, but that needs to be part of a comprehensive immigration package that includes funding for the wall in dealing with our undocumented workers on our dairy farms. When it comes to health care, you know, I'll have to beg to disagree with Congressman Higgins on Medicare for all. The Medicare trust fund is running out of money. You know, the prices are what they are, but that's because they run a massive deficit each and every year. So, you know, you can't just take everyday Americans and throw them into a plan that's going bankrupt. That doesn't work. We need to, you know, deal with other pieces of health care, and I, for one, support a catastrophic, if you will, high-risk pool, which is a proper place for the government, to deal with the million-dollar-a-year patients, which are the primary reason insurance rates are as high as they are. You know, we have measures and treatments for folks that are extraordinarily expensive, and insurance companies price that into their everyday policy for everyday Americans, and that's where the federal government does have a role we could play. It's been tried in a couple of states with success. But those are the debates that we should have, and I think will have moving forward. You know, I'm going to be optimistic that the Democrats are sincere in saying they want to work with Republicans. They certainly did not work with us at all on anything the last 2 years, whether it was appropriations bills, budget, health care, immigration, and so forth. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll see if Nancy Pelosi is Speaker. You know, I'll be watching Congressman Higgins to see if he votes for her. He said he would not, but that, then again, let's see how that plays out.
Hey, I want to get your opinion on what is happening over the last 24 hours in your race against Nate McMurray. What McMurray is asking for, what is your take on it?
Oh, he's a sore loser, Brian. I mean, he's a crybaby, you know, stomping his feet. You know, he lost. It was a close election, you know, a little under 3,000 votes. There's 10,000-ish absentee ballots to count, as the Board of Elections has said. They almost always break in the same fashion. This is a normal process. They'll be counted in a few weeks. The final results will be certified at that point in time around the end of November. It's a normal process. We don't have a recount process in New York State. So, you know, clearly he was shooting from the hip, not knowing anything that he was talking about. This is a very normal thing. And if you get 48% of the regular vote, you're going to get 48% of the absentee vote.
Well, all that being said, so at this time, do you have any objections at all to, you know, having the vote be counted? And, you know, we'll see in a month or so at the final tally what it says?
Brian, this is the way it's always done. This is the standard procedure. Every election for every candidate for the last, whatever, decades, this is how it's done. On election night, they canvass all of their voting districts. They announce the results. And when the results are, like in this case, a 3,000-vote lead, then it's a done deal. It doesn't matter that there's 10,000 absentee ballots. In the Kathy Hochul race, I had exactly the same lead, 3,000 votes. After they counted the absentee ballots, and there were 12,000 outstanding ballots in that race, I picked up an extra 100 votes. So for Nate McMurray to think he's going to get 65% of the absentee ballot when he got 48% of the regular vote is nonsense. It's not going to happen. But he's just stomping around and throwing a tantrum. This is the process. There's nothing he's doing or asking that changes the official process of counting officially all of the absentee ballots. They're not open for a couple more weeks, and then certifying the results, which always change the election by 100 votes, 200 votes, certainly not 3,000 votes. So, you know, it's just a shame to see somebody who can't accept his loss. He can't accept that his message did not resonate. His liberal progressive message did not cut through in New York 27. He's throwing a tantrum. That's everyone knows on Grand Island. That's who he is, and it's kind of sad to see. But I did win the election. I am going to Congress early next week. I'll be down there on Monday representing New York 27, each and every voter, and working on immigration, health care, and other issues. It's just kind of sad to see, Brian, in fact. But it's not. He's not changing the process. The results will not change.
Right. They do this with every race. Congressman, thanks for the time. That's Congressman Chris Collins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.